You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by Diane Denny from Prudential Select Properties. Welcome back, Diane.
Thank you.
So, Diane, I'm going to make sure that if anybody wants to reach you, if they text or call me at 314-472-DOUG, I'll make sure I pass along your information. And then also, if people go to DougHaldeman.com, at DougHaldeman.com, look for the blog post with Diane Denny from Prudential Select Properties. I'll make sure all your information's on there. But also,
great.
Your website, I think, is a fantastic site, one of the best I've seen among realtors. And it's sold on StLouis.com?
Sold on StLouis.com.
And how long have you had that site?
We've had that site for over 15 years, since the internet got started, like really early.
You grabbed that URL and held on to it.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of people ask us to sell that to them, and we keep that.
Well, it's not just a good URL name, but you have great content on the site.
Yes.
What are some of the things, if a buyer or a seller goes to your site, what are some of the tools that you give them?
Some of the tools that they can see on the soldonstlouis.com are, if you'd like to view all the homes for sale in St. Louis, they're all there. You can click on them, see the pictures. My husband and I own that site, so we do not sell any of your information. Feel free to use it anytime.
That's good to know.
That's good. And there's also staging tips on there, which is very important if you were interested in listing your home.
And I clicked on the Sunshine Kids. If you could tell us a little bit about that, I liked that too.
The Sunshine Kids is a charity that our company has adopted, and it's for kids with cancer, so it's a really good cause. And
it's
last
sad thing, anytime we see that happens.
Oh yeah. Last year we got the award for all the Prudentials worldwide. For the top 10 for all the Prudentials for the raising the most money for the
Sunshine Kids.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so competing against all of the world for our St. Louis market to have that for our company was really
If there's anything to get competitive on, that's a great thing to get competitive on, is raising the most money for kids with cancer, the Sunshine Kids. What a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I got to actually go to one of the conventions, and the kids at the end, they had a lot of them there, and they would hug you, and it was just amazing.
Awesome.
You know, it was really, really
very touching.
Yes, mm-hmm. Touching.
So whenever somebody's looking at listing their house, what are some of the key steps that they need to keep in mind when before they list?
Well, the important thing is to have me or someone from my team come over and view their home and do a consultation before they start really getting into a lot of repairs, because sometimes people do things that we're like, oh, I wish you wouldn't have done that, or,
right.
I wish you would have taken down this wallpaper, or I could give them really good selling paint colors, the latest hot colors, or the, mm-hmm. Rather than I walked into one home and the whole house was kind of orange and peach, and I'm like, we got to do some painting, and they said, oh my God, we just painted, and I said, I wish you would have called me sooner. But yeah, we'll give tips on not expensive repairs, but inexpensive things that really help sell the home.
Well, on soldonstlouis.com, you guys have the staging tips on there, so they can download just kind of a preview of a few staging tips. But that's not the same as having you guys there as the professionals. They can look at their actual house and say, instead of just some general tips that are on there. But you guys are giving real advice on what
Oh, absolutely. I give people pretty good lists, so.
Well, do you have to, how can you be candid without stepping on their ego?
Oh, I don't worry about that. I just do what I would do if it was me.
Okay.
So I just say, You can do some of this, none of this. This is what I would do.
Have you ever seen anybody get offended when they
I say it all in a nice way.
Right.
So.
Okay.
At least they don't tell me anyway.
You deliver it, deliver it with a velvet sledgehammer.
Yes.
Yes.
So they're just all things that help the house sell faster.
Now, Diane, do you have a team, or are you just on your own?
Oh, I definitely have a team. I have a great team. There's 7 of us on my team, so they get all 7 agents to work for them. So they're not just hiring me, but 7 fully licensed, very skilled and knowledgeable agents. We have 2 buyer's agents. We're looking to grow that as our business is growing. So
we have a lot of agents that listen to the show. So if somebody wants to even think about being a buyer's agent,
yeah, contact us. We're looking right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a
looking for some experienced agents.
And you can't do $40 million in volume without having a team. So you can focus on your highest payoff activities. And for somebody who might say, well, Diane, I only want to deal with you, what would you say to that?
Well, I would say that you can't, if you hire just one person who has who has their business run that way, it's really difficult to have service 7 days a week and 12 hours a day. And so I'm always there if they have questions. I'm not gone. I work way too much. But so if they ever need to ask me key questions, I'm always there for that. But the fact that, like, we have a contract to close coordinator, she's very, very good at what she does. And that's all she does. So she becomes
the details are her specialty.
Right. And so she's actually much better at that than I would be if I was trying to juggle, five different aspects of selling or buying a home.
Right.
When I see agents that want to do a lot of volume and they don't have a team, I always think of the scene from the I Love Lucy episode where they were working in the chocolate factory.
Oh, and, the conveyor belt.
Yeah, the conveyor belt. They're trying to package up the chocolate and, you girls are okay. Yeah, turn it up. Next thing you know, it's all falling off the end.
And that's,
that's the type of service levels when somebody's just going to have a limit of how much they can do themselves.
That's right. And you also want to do what you're really good at. Like, there's some things that I'm just not really good at. So you want to hire someone who is really good at those tasks, mm-hmm. so people become very good at the job they're supposed to do.
Right. Yeah, that's a mature answer. And when I say that, I've actually talked to some people that think that they're good at everything. And nobody's good at everything. There's just nobody that's good at everything. So to find people that you can delegate things off to that's within their zone of genius, and you can be working on your highest payoff activities of not just things that you're good at, but things that you actually enjoy doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when we go from really the zone of competence to the zone of excellence and take it from that into the zone of genius of things that, we call it a positive energy experience, that when you're really working within that zone of genius, when you're finished with what you're doing, you have more energy than when you started. And I'd venture to guess that, like, a listing appointment for you from talking to you, you probably have more energy when you're finished than when you started.
Oh, yeah. You're on a high when you leave because it's exciting helping them figure all this out and putting pieces of their puzzle together on how to buy and how to sell and how do I coordinate my move. And, so we'll help them organize all of that. And so it's important to call us early in the process. And really, the market is been so good this last year that it just continues through the holidays. We don't have the slowdown that we used to. But anyway, now's a good time to get started.
What do you think the biggest opportunities are that are coming up for buyers or for sellers?
There's the biggest opportunity. Let's see. Well, interest rates, of course.
Right.
And that the pricing is down. It creates what we call the perfect storm. So that won't be here forever. And I don't think people realize how lucky they are to have both of those things together at the same time. It's really just never happened before. So take advantage of that.
When I see people that are holding off on buying or they're holding off on selling because there are certain things that they think have to happen first. And they're making decisions about what they think have to happen first based on their limited knowledge without actually thinking outside the box and getting advice from a professional. So frequently when I sit down with somebody, I'm able to review the situation and say, well, here's some alternatives. Here's some things you might be able to do to actually move now. And I bet you do that too, because people don't know what they can get for their house. There's all kinds of alternatives of things you can offer that are solutions where they just need to get you in there for the appointment.
Right. And I think it's all, again, like putting pieces of that puzzle together. Like, Doug, you're going to help him with the lending thing because I don't do anything with that.
Right.
That's part of the whole buying process or selling and buying, again, is to get, get with your lender, talk to them about all your financial needs.
Pre-approved.
And then here, let's work on your house. Right. And let's get you out looking with one of my great buyer's agents and get that process. You don't have to buy. Just get out there and look a little bit so that you feel comfortable with what the market is.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people make in the market?
Hiring either a part-time agent who doesn't know the market very well. With all the experience that my team has, we have had situations come up that can be bad, and we avoid those and help people avoid those, and so they have a smooth transaction. and to just hire an experienced team who knows your area. And that, you know, my team comes to work because they're paid to come to work. It's not a hobby. We definitely run it as a professional business. So I think that's probably the biggest mistake people make.
What would you say to somebody that was thinking about listing their house on their own, you know, just as an individual trying to do a for sale by owner and not using a realtor?
Well, I think they miss out on all the really good buyers. You know, really good a buyer who's really ready, willing, and able to sign a contract that day, they're probably not going to be looking at a for sale by owner. They're going to be looking at the updates that come up on the multiple listing service and working with a professional. And I think they're missing those really good buyers, which brings them a lower price.
That's great advice, and rarely do we see a for sale by owner actually sell that way. They almost
always do sometimes.
Yeah, not very often. I think the percentages are extremely small unless they're selling to a relative.
And then getting to closing, that's a whole other challenge. Right. Sometimes they'll get a contract and then the buyers don't take. They're like, I'm not gonna do it.
When there's nobody there to protect them with the contracts because they don't know them.
That's right, and they only have, you know, we do thousands of transactions where they probably have only done two or three.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to come in this, you know, Sunday afternoon, you know, taking the time out. We appreciate it. We know we're competing with the Rams game today, but this is a great.
Go Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. This, you have great information. You definitely shared a lot of knowledge with our listeners.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And if anybody'd like to contact Diane Denny from Prudential Select Properties, you can visit DougHaldeman.com. This DougHaldeman.com. We'll make sure all of Diane's information is on there. You also can visit SoldOnSt.Louis.com. So thanks again, Diane.
Thank you.
So just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show, where we'll be interviewing some of the top experts around real estate, finance, and credit, and everything having to do with money for you. We always want to make you a smarter consumer with any bit of information that we can give you. See you next week.